I've always loved that song. I especially love that whole album. And that song has always kind of had a spooky charm to it for me. And it was a song that, when it came out, felt very political. I remember seeing him a few times on that tour, and Bruce would say, "This song's called Magic, but it's about tricks."
You got to share the stage with Springsteen, and you played Rosalita and took a verse or two. I imagine you being such a fan, you were just trying to hold it together.
Absolutely. It was a funny thing because we did Atlantic City that night. It was the Hold Steady at a benefit concert, and everyone did a Bruce song. We did Atlantic City. But before we did Atlantic City, we talked about doing Rosalita. So I'd actually learned it pretty well. So it's serendipitous that when Bruce got on stage and said, "Hey, does anyone know Rosalita?" Like, I didn't need the lyrics or anything. And so I took a verse. Jesse Malin took a verse. Damon from Badly Drawn Boy did a verse. And then I remember the point where we were both on the mic doing the Papa Says He Knows That I Don't Have It, thinking, "Craig, this is just surreal. But try not to think of it for the next 5 minutes. Just try to think about the words of the song, performing the song. You know, there'll be plenty of time for reflection." And there has been. And it was a really special night. I mean, it was pretty fun to wake up the next morning and find a photo of it, me and Bruce singing on the microphone together, and send it to my mom and said, "Had a pretty good night last night." But, you know, it lives on in my memory. 2 years ago, my girlfriend and I adopted a dog, and we named her Rosalita. So that's sort of a special song always to me.
What was your introduction to Springsteen?
Probably just on the radio, hearing Born to Run and the other big songs. I always knew that he was kind of an artist that was revered, you know, and respected. But I didn't plug in right away. I was pretty deep into Kiss and other things like that. It was, you know, it took me probably until early high school that I started. And a little later than that, when I discovered the first two records, which just blew my mind wide open, because I've always been a guy who likes lyrics and stories. And those were like the same as what people said when they came out. They're like electrified Dylan, and he was moving so fast. Finally, in the 90s, I saw him live, and that just was like, oh my God, I have to do this whenever at all possible.